JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining us. In today's program, we highlight the Great Shape Inc. Eye Care Program, and later in Glimpses of Jamaica, the Black Heart Man. Stick around, this is Roundabout JA. For the past 6 years, the Sandals Foundation, through its partnership with Great Shape Inc., has been facilitating the Eye Care Group in providing free eye care services for over 16,000 Jamaicans. The eye care team was in Westmoreland and is now wrapping up in Mafuta, St. James. Residents in these areas received free eye disease screening, eye surgery, referrals, prescriptions, and reading glasses. This year, the Sandals Foundation, along with Eye Care and Cornwall Regional Hospital, partnered to give over 50 Jamaicans free cataract surgeries. Regional Public Relations Manager at Sandals Resorts Montego Bay, Kadeen Daly, says the program aims to make healthcare more accessible to persons in the rural areas.
Even though you may have some of the rural areas that may have their clinics, the clinics do not provide special services such as eye disease screening, and you don't have the specialists coming in those areas. So we're happy to bring partners on board to create a greater impact in the lives of our Jamaican people.
Along with the eye care program, the Sandals Foundation is implementing a dental program across the island in partnership with Great Shape Inc. Great Shape Inc. has been providing free dental services including cleaning, extracting, and filling. To access free dental care, visit the White House Community Center in Westmoreland, the New Market Health Center in St. Elizabeth, and Sacred Heart Health Center in Seaford Town, Westmoreland from October 20 to 24 and October 27 to 31.
Ready, set, go, Jamaica! Get your track shoes on for the Child Development Agency's Jamaica Fit for Children 5K Run Walk and Pushcart Derby, Sunday, October 19, on Nuxford Boulevard. Participate to help build Jamaica's first residential therapeutic center for children experiencing emotional trauma. Warm-up time, 6:30 a.m. Race time, 7 a.m. Registration, $1,000. Call 874-2705. Come get fit and support our children. Fit for Children, Fit for Children.
One of the goals of the Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is to provide quality health care for the mental, physical, and emotional well-being of all Jamaicans. As they say, a healthy person is a happy person. Vision 2030, making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And on the community notice board, the Kitsintown Central Citizens Association, in partnership with the Social Development Commission, will be hosting its second annual 5K Run Walk and After Run Fun Day on Monday, October 20. The Run Walk will start at the Kitsintown Market at 6 a.m. Call 849-0374 or 855-8598 for more information. And now our glimpse of Jamaica. In Glimpses of Jamaica, the Black Heart Man. How many of you as children were warned to avoid taking sweets or anything for that matter from strangers, as they could turn out to be the Black Heart Man? This threat of the Black Heart Man was used as a way of warning children to be careful in accepting a ride or from having anything to do with strangers. The Black Heart Man is said to be a threatening legendary figure that would travel up and down the countryside looking for victims whose heart he would steal and use for evil purposes. Remember that you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by sending tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-3590-4. Thanks for your company. I'm Vaughn Davis for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.